Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Good morning and good afternoon. Thank you for being here. I'm always grateful when you join me every Wednesday. Thank you. I want to talk about, just for a moment, I want to talk about disconnecting from the 3D programming so that you can tap into the 5D way. So many of us have been programmed throughout history and lifetime after lifetime that there are certain things that are done to keep us from being fully present in who we are. And who are we really, right? We are divine beings having an earthly experience. And those of you who believe in reincarnation, there are other planets, other galaxies where you have lived on. But in today's times, that's where we are now here on planet lovely Earth. And there's a lot of fears going on with the COVID virus, and there's fears with the prices of foods going up as soon as everybody's going back to work. Everything is up in the air. We're in eclipse season. And those of you who are aware about the eclipse's effects, they stir up a lot of stuff. They stir up whatever is remaining in you. So ways to unplug from the 3D is one thing. You could go into meditation and you could say to yourself and creator and your guardian angels and guides, you can say, I no longer want to be connected to the three-dimensional timelines or parallel lives. I want to vibrate, live, and love and breathe in the 5D dimension. So how are physical ways that you can achieve that? Spend as much time in nature as you can, right? I've been saying that for years. Sit with a tree. Sit at the base of a tree and introduce yourself to the tree and ask the tree if you can have a conversation. That will also help you stay connected. Another thing that I also suggest is connect heart to heart. When I'm out in nature or I'm by the ocean or a river or a lake, I always connect heart to heart. I will send an intended love cord from my heart, let's say to Mama Atlantic Ocean, right? When I'm on the ocean there, and I share love, and then she shares love back, you know, listening to the birds. You know, the animals can teach us many things, too. You know, what animals or birds do you see often? Maybe they're your power animals. You know, not turning on the TV also helps, because think about it. What is 3D? It's a lot of negative programming, right? It's a lot of dumbing down. So what is television? Television programming, okay? TV channels. So what are they channeling through, right? How often does somebody turn on the TV today and find something that's positive and upbeat? You might find a half-hour show like that, but you're not going to find an hour show or maybe a movie. You know, I mean, look at the Disney movies. They all even have violence in them besides sexual innuendos. That's all 3D programming. And society has, not society, people have allowed themselves to be programmed. Let's take credit cards for just a moment. Okay, I'm not going to get on a banshee here. But let's just take credit cards for a moment, okay? When credit cards first came out in the very late 70s, very early 80s, I think it was the late 70s, actually, I can remember hearing religious people saying, that's the work of the devil. That's the work of the devil. Those credit cards are evil. And sure, I was young. I got credit cards just like everybody else does. Not anymore, because I cut them up and got rid of them. Why? Because if I don't have the money, then I don't spend it. And that's how I choose to live today. But in the meantime, look how that energy of a credit card, as an example, is a 3D vibration, right? It entices you. It makes you get all excited because, you've got, what, a $10,000 limit, a $5,000 limit. Let's go shopping. Let's go out to dinner. Let's buy this. Let's buy that. Let's go here. Let's go there, right? And then they whack you with the interest, right? And I'm just saying that's one of a very clear, that's very clear if anybody is paying attention to how they got you where you can't book an air flight or buy a train ticket or online unless you have a credit card. But we can always use our bank debit cards, right? There you go. That takes it back into our control, our hands. So with all the rioting and the protests going on in the world, I just want to add something about that. Those of you that do the research and follow the money out there, you know it's the dark hats trying to divide humanity. And what we need to do, because I had someone that I was on the phone with last week, and she was furious over what was going on. She was like melting down furious. And she even told me that she went on Facebook and made a whole bunch of like negative posts, right? And, you know, as I was talking to her, I said, do you realize that you're feeding those energies, those people who are behind the negative influences in the world? You're feeding them Dom Perignon, lobster, and filet mignon, right? And Dom Perignon. If there's anything more else out there, oh, caviar, I guess that's expensive too, right? And she thought about it when I said it that way, and she said, you're right. She goes, I'm going to stop feeding the fears, and I'm going to stay grounded in who I am. And that brings us to where we are now, right? Being in the 5D vibration. Being in the 5D vibration, you're aware of what's going on. You're just not attached to it. You're not allowing yourself to get caught up in the drama of it, yet you are allowing yourself to participate in any positive actions that you can do, such as holding peace and love. Wouldn't it be great if worldwide we could set up a world peace meditation for all authorities around the world, doesn't matter what country, right? Who are police, who are security patrols, you know, those type of people who have those careers. And let's meditate on them, you know, for a 24-hour period, because there's, if we got people around the world to do this, we could keep it going for 24 hours, right? And help those police officers open their hearts. Because I do know that the new police officers that are being trained to be disconnected. So it's a lot easier for them to do what they're told to do without feeling guilty to the humanity people, you know. I know that didn't come out right the way I just said it. I'm going to stop talking now. So you out there that are listening and joining me tonight, if you would like to remove yourself from the 3D program and tap more fully, completely into the 5D timelines and parallel lines, then close your eyes, please. Place your feet flat on the floor. Allow yourself gentle breathing. Please go inside your head and say this. if you choose. I choose with my sovereign free will to release myself from all three-dimensional programming. I choose to immediately tap in to the 5D vibration, which brings me into universal harmony and highest good for all. Because when we all want, when we want people to succeed, when we're happy for people, and I mean genuinely happy for people, it's a domino effect. Remember, what you put out, you get back, right? So I have already invited beloved Archangel Michael and the Divine Feminine Masters, beloved Kuan Yin, beloved White Buffalo, beloved Lakshmi, beloved Kateri, beloved Mother Mary, beloved Mother Earth, beloved Creator, Supreme Creator of all love and light. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your feet chakras. With each gentle breath, allow those three-dimensional cords and bindings and shackles release. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your feet chakras. Letting go, letting go. 5D is wonderful, you know. 5D is wonderful because you're in perfect health. You're in joyful bliss. You have all your heart's desires. And everyone is in harmony, in unity. Releasing there. Perfect. Be proud of yourself. Breathe in divine light. And exhale into your root chakra. Whether you're a male or female in this body, doesn't matter. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your root chakra. For those of you who believe in reincarnation, release all lifetimes when you had a female body or a male body that is connected to those 3D programming. Excellent job, everyone. Because I'm connected to you all live and in the archives because I have turned myself over to the divine. Breathe in divine light and exhale into your sacral. With each gentle breath, let go and plug into 5D. Excellent. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into your navel, into the umbilical cord, through your family lineage, generation after generation after generation, releasing all that three-dimensional programming and belief, tapping in to wonderful, joyful bliss, 5D. Let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Excellent. Let's breathe in this divine light now and let's exhale into the solar plexus. Not another day will you allow any human being, any TV or social media or religion, program or influence you in any negative way that negatively interferes with your personal life. Breathe in divine light. Exhale into the solar plexus. Letting it go with each breath. All those trapped emotional fears, let them go. You don't need them in 5D, though. In 5D, though, you are in universal harmony. Remember what that means. It means that you are in perfect health, joyful bliss, success, financial success, harmony with all. Excellent shifting there. Please breathe in divine light and exhale into your heart chakra. Your deep core, threefold flamed heart knows your truth, knows the divine truth in you and others and all living things. With each gentle breath as you release out of the heart, let your threefold flame rise, shine, and expand. Let your soul's artistic creativity rise, shine, and expand. Let your joyful bliss rise and shine as you release these three-dimensional cords and plug into these five-dimensional joyful bliss cords. Remember, your heart knows divine truth. Let go of the fears. If those of you who are not aware of this, the Matrix has been broken. If you've ever watched the movie The Matrix of humanity being influenced and enslaved and kept captive to the three-dimensional timelines and ways of living has now collapsed, and that's why I'm doing this offering tonight, because it's an amazing gift for you right now. I know you can let go of this in your heart. I know you can. Excellent, excellent. Good job. Let's now breathe into our throat chakras. And let's also include our vocal cords, larynx, and voice box. From all the moments that we spoke on a three-dimensional programming level, so that as all is releasing, you speak with love. You speak with joy for yourself and all living things. Let's let go of those three-dimensional programmed burdens that you've carried on your shoulders in this lifetime and other lifetimes. You don't need to carry those burdens anymore. Let them go. Their roots are named fear. Let them go. Excellent. Be very proud of yourselves. Now let's breathe into the center of our heads. Breathing into the pituitary pineal, the god Alexa, in between the right and left side of your brain, your cellular memory, your brainstem. And as all these three-dimensional cords and programmings are releasing and reconnecting with the fifth dimensional universal harmony, joyful bliss. All illusions and deceptions release, and divine clarity, divine truth comes into your conscious awareness. I know you can release these illusions and deceptions. I know that everyone wants to know the clarity of truth, including about themselves. Let's do this again. Excellent, releasing that time. Let's breathe in this divine light and to exhale into the crown. as you are releasing these to these three-dimensional timeline programming and plugging into the fifth-dimensional timeline, you allow your crown chakra to open wider and expand, strengthening your connection with your higher self, your guardian angels, your master teachers and spirit guide, and the supreme creator, celestial beings and archangels, and grandmothers and great chiefs. Excellent, excellent. Let's now go through the layers of our aura and release those. Let's start at the seventh layer and work in. And we're releasing all three-dimensional attachments and plugging in the fifth-dimensional timelines, which is going to bring in divine love, divine light, joyful bliss, universal harmony with all. Going into the sixth layer of your auric field. Let's go now into the fifth layer of your auric field. Let's now go into the fourth layer of your auric field. Let's now breathe into the third layer of your auric field. Let's now breathe into the second layer of your auric field. Again, please. Let's now go into the first layer of your auric field. Oops, the second layer, sorry. Excellent. Let's go into the first layer now, please. Breathe in to find love, light, and personal power. Your personal power that you gave away every time you were connected and influenced by the three-dimensional programming and timeline. Breathe in all that power that you gave away now. Let's send it deep into our heart. You're not taking away anything from anyone. You're reclaiming what is yours. With each breath, let it filter down to the atomic structural center of your being. And let it ripple out. All your organs, glands, systems, bones, blood, skin, cells. Let's connect now with the elements within us. Air, our breath. Earth, our bodies. Water, the water in ourselves and around ourselves. Fire, our physical heart. And the fifth element, love, our sacred heart chakra. Breathing in and bringing all five elementals into dimensional harmony, balance. As you are breathing in love and exhaling love, you can begin to open your eyes and begin to ground yourself present in your body. Humbly, everyone, humbly, everyone, humbly, everyone. Those of you who would like your water blessed, please go ahead and get your glass of water or open a bottle of water, please. I just want to mention to you that I am very seriously considering expanding myself on Blog Talk to an hour, maybe an hour and a half, so that I can open the channels for discussion, which I think would be really awesome. I used to do that, and it'd be great to do that again. I also want to remind everybody that my channel's artwork is up on my website, GeneofDivineHealing.com, and is also available for HD cell phone wallpaper for meditation. Besides my other products, which are wonderful, but I'm extra promoting my art right now. And I also am taking personal orders. Like if there's something on there that you don't see, but you want one done specifically just for you, you can contact me and we can do that. All right, everybody's got their water ready. I'm placing my hands over your water and becoming the vessel now for the divine. In, let's see, what is today's date? The 9th. So, just to let you know, in another 11 days, 12 days, so that means 2 more weeks, I will be making another announcement of a new exciting product that I'm offering. I also want to put out there that if anybody would like to host me to come and do some workshops, you can contact me. And I would be happy to work things out, discuss it, and make it happen. If you would like to contact me for a private healing, private reading, you can contact me off my website or you can reach me off my business phone, 802-233-7877. Again, that's GeneofDivineHealing.com. I want to thank everybody for joining me here, and I want to thank everybody for joining me in the archives. I'm present with you even in the archives, as the divine realm is also. Please know that you don't miss out on anything. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for joining me. I want to thank you for loving yourself enough to do this healing meditation. So for now, go in nature, disconnect from the TV, breathe in love, breathe in light. Namaste. God bless you. Aloha. Aho. Remember, it takes us all working together to change the world into universal harmony, where we all live in peace. We all have the freedom to be our true selves in wonderful ways, loving ways, caring, thoughtful, generous ways. So I will see you later. I will see you later because I never say goodbye. See you later, everyone.